There are 4 days of talks that are about to start between China and Taiwan in the eastern Chinese city of Nanjing. They're being billed as the highest level talks between the two countries since the Civil War 65 years ago, and the agenda, we don't know. It hasn't been made public. There's a free trade deal between Taiwan and Beijing, or Taipei, I should say, as the capital, and Beijing. There's press freedom. They're probably going to be the topics of conversation, but we can't say for sure. Looks significant, but is it? I don't know. For a view on this, we're joined by Annette Liu, who's a veteran Taiwanese politician, vice president of Taiwan for the pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party between 2000 and 2008. These days, she's just observing. She joins us now. Annette Liu, thank you very much for your time. Is this as significant as it looks from the outside?
Could I have your voice louder?
Yeah, we'll try to turn me up. Sure, let's hope that you can hear me now. I'm just wondering if you can tell us whether or not these talks are as significant as they appear.
Well, today, for the first time, that the two officials in charge of the Cross Strait Affairs have the first official meeting in the city of Nanjing.
But we don't know what they're talking about, do we?
Not yet. They just our representative just arrived this afternoon, so maybe meeting will start tomorrow.
Yeah, I suppose. And maybe we'll find out what they speak about afterwards. I don't know if that will necessarily become clear. But let's look at the big issue, a free trade deal between Taipei and Beijing. I understand that deal is currently stuck in Taiwan. It hasn't really been pushed through. How controversial is that?
Well, from China's side, they think they are giving advantage for our people. But in fact, because of the political situation, China has been seducing Taiwan. And our businessmen invest too much investment in China. And our unemployment has become a very big issue now.
Well, but at the same time, the fact that flights are now able to take place between the two countries and the two capitals particularly must have improved the economic situation a little bit, at least. It must have provided some opportunity for the Taiwanese.
Not really, because the increasing rate of unemployment is very clear evidence that the more involvement with China, the less prosperity Taiwan has.
So how much is this a debate about the free trade relationship between Taiwan and China, as opposed to a debate that's more about independence and particularly independence from China?
Even the fact that China is much bigger than Taiwan, so free trade means more beneficial to China rather than Taiwan. They dump the more product from China to Taiwan, in fact.
What about the impact of tourism, though? Because as you have flights between the countries, people from China can come into Taiwan and spend money there.
Taiwan
has that been beneficial?
Don't count on. We don't need that much tourism. That's the problem. We are just a small island, and now there are too many pulling from China to Taiwan, making everything very crowded.
Right, but it must be bringing money into the economy.
They have so-called one single Reagan policy. Namely, they have their travel agency, they have their hotel, and they have everything. So they make money in Taiwan.
The other area that often gets written about in this context is technology, and that the trade between Taiwan and China allows Taiwanese technology firms to grow and grow substantially.
Well, that's not true. Before mutual involvement, in fact, Taiwan was more prosperous. We are more independent now. In this couple of years, Taiwan has become very much dependent on China.
So the government that's currently in power in Taiwan is seen as being more pro-Chinese, I suppose, that it wants to have a stronger relationship.
The President Ma himself is well known to be very much in favor of China. That's why people lose confidence in his leadership.
Okay, but given that fact, and given the fact that even so, the free trade agreement hasn't gone through between China and Taiwan, do you think there's any chance, or I suppose from your perspective, any danger that an agreement will actually be struck and be enforceable?
Well, we do worry about that because the Congress is controlled by the ruling party, and many of the ruling party's leaders, in fact, originally came from China, so they are very much in favor of China. But the fact is, the overwhelming majority of population are native-born Taiwanese. We certainly feel that we have been independent and we enjoy our independence and democracy.
Independence is the big issue, of course, that divides Taiwan and China. China claims that Taiwan belongs to it. So the unification issue, I suppose, is always an important one in the relationship between the two countries. Apart from the fact that China claims Taiwan, do you think there's any danger that unification could ever actually happen, or that it would even really be on the agenda in these talks?
In fact, my perception indicates that ever since they began to play the card of so-called peaceful development, in fact, they try their best to seduce and to swallow Taiwan, I would say, in my words. They attract Taiwan, they seduce Taiwan, and then they begin to swallow Taiwan. We worry most that if this year, when APEC is held in Beijing, and President Ma and President Xi have a chance to meet, and even a secret deal is arranged, then that would be terrible.
And the United States seems to play a pivotal role here. Describe the issues there between China, Taiwan, and the U.S.
Well, I think Washington, D.C. is cautiously watching what's going on across the street. Certainly, I don't think that they are that comfortable for President Ma's policy toward China.
We can understand, given their strategic interests, why that might be the case. Just finally, I note that you're a Democratic Progressive Party candidate for the Taipei mayoral election in November, so you are in campaign mode, I suppose, yourself. You're looking at anti-nuclear issues as the main part of your election campaign. What are your concerns?
Anti-nuclear referendum.
Why do you want that?
Well, the district government, the local government support us, but the cabinet rejected, so I bring the suit against the prime minister currently. So it's a long way to go.
But what's the issue, though? Is it nuclear power or what?
Yeah, we only have three nuclear power plants. Crazy enough, Taiwan is so tiny an island. We already have three, but the fourth one, after two decades of struggle in and out, stop and start, I never finished it, but insist to finish. We feel it very dangerous, given the fact that the earthquake has very frequent in Taiwan, and a typhoon, so we are in very in dangerous spot. So no reason we need any more nuclear plant.
Trying to imagine a mayoral election in Australia focused on nuclear power. It's hard to imagine. Annette Lu, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
That's veteran Taiwanese politician and vice president of Taiwan between 2000 and 2008, Annette Lu.